You're now listening to Sound Talent Media. Check out more shows at soundtalentmedia.com.
Hi, and welcome to another episode of Honest AF Show with me, Daniela Clark.
And me, Barbara Ann Wilds. Hi, Daniela.
Hi, Barb. How are you?
I'm great. How are you?
I'm good. I'm missing you.
As soon as I can escape, I will be there.
Oh, my God. I would so love to just hang out with you today. I have so much work to do, though.
I hear. You're a very busy camper. Why don't you tell everybody what you're up to?
Oh, my God. So much crazy stuff. I have a shoot tomorrow all day. So as soon as we're done, we just finished recording one of our podcasts this morning, and now we're doing this one. And then I've got to go do a pull because I'm doing a shoot for the shoe line that I'm working with, Beauty Souls. And we're shooting on a rooftop in downtown LA.
How exciting.
Yeah. And I've got three models and we've got to get them all clothed and together. And just putting the shoot together has just been a lot this week. But I did get to have a little bit of a girl time. I don't know if you saw, but I went to dinner with a couple of my girlfriends, actually Joyce Benelli.
Oh, I love Joyce.
Oh my God, she's so fun.
I'm so jealous. I wish I was with you guys.
It was so fun because you know how things are starting to open back up now a little bit. So things
are
a little bit more normal.
And how exciting. You and I and our significant others got our first vaccine. We're so excited about that.
Yep, exactly. My girlfriend Sarah called and said, you know, let's have a little girls' dinner. And we all went to, this is going to make your blood boil though. So we all went to
oh no.
We went to the Polo Lounge at the Beverly Hills Hotel.
Oh, very fun.
Yeah, it was really nice. It's so beautiful there. You know, you sit outside in the garden and you know they have twinkly lights everywhere and it was evening time and it was really beautiful.
Amazing drinks, amazing fries.
Yeah, really good. It was really good food actually. I had this dish that was really good. It was like this like tofu with vegetables with like a sesame ginger kind of dressing and rice. It was really good.
Yum.
Anyways, not to bore you with those silly details, but we went and it was Joyce and my girlfriend Sarah, who is, she's amazing. She's a polo player, female polo player, and also a producer, a film producer. And then my other friend, Christine Crocus, she's a writer and producer and director. She does amazing stuff.
Oh, fab. I haven't heard you talk about her before.
Oh, yeah. She's great. And then my friend Tasia, who is a photographer, artist, model, gorgeous.
You know. Oh, she's divine.
Yeah, she's amazing. Really talented. Such a talented artist. And a new person that came into the group was Ryan. She is Ryan Starr. She did. She was on American Idol, and she's done a bunch of stuff. And came to find out that she's also a biker. She rides.
Oh, cool.
So that was really cool. And then, you know, of course, Joyce and myself, and we were all sitting around just having the best time. We hadn't seen each other and none of us had seen each other. The last time we saw Joyce was when you and I did the podcast with her. And oh, actually, then she did a shoot with Frankie. She did the
– Oh, that's right.
Yeah.
Incredible shoot with Frankie,
yeah,
actually.
Yeah, amazing. So we had this amazing dinner. We're sitting around. We're laughing. We're just having a really good time catching up. It was just so much fun. And then there's this table behind us.
Uh-oh. I can feel where this is going.
There's a table behind us with this couple, this woman and her, whoever he is to her. And they just keep shooting us the dirtiest looks. And then Joyce made like some sound, like where she kind of growled at something we were saying. She was like, you know, that kind of stuff. And this girl turns around and mimics her.
Ooh.
And I was like, oh, this is not good. You know, this is what is happening here. Why is this girl being so unfriendly? And then she puts her arm up in the air and calls the waiter and says, can you go get the check for that table over there? They need to leave.
What?
Yes.
Oh.
Yes.
And, wow.
And so we're like, oh, are you getting the check for us?
Let that be a lesson, people, that just because you have money and you dine at the Polo Lounge in Beverly Hills, you don't necessarily have class or etiquette.
Yeah, no, you don't.
Dear Lord.
I mean, the only thing I can think of is that our laughing was annoying her.
I don't know. Was she with her husband or?
I mean, I will say, I think he was hurting himself staring at Joyce.
Oh, come on now. All of you, every one of those ladies that you mentioned are like enough to make your jaw hit the floor.
Oh my God. Yeah. I mean, there was a lot of beauty at that table.
But, yeah. Without a doubt.
Yeah. But so this girl was a little peeved about it, apparently.
Obviously. And, jealousy is just such an ugly thing, isn't it?
So ugly. But, you know, we were just like, I mean, you know me, I just started laughing at her. I just thought she was hilarious. I was like, oh my God, that's so funny. Poor girl. I thought to myself, we are living in such serious times. This is the first time that we've been able to go out and get a bunch of girls together and have a good time. And here is somebody judging us.
Unbelievable. It's just, I mean, why can't people just treat other people the way they wish to be treated? The whole golden rule thing. I mean, it's not that hard to be kind.
I mean, hey, were we loud? Maybe. We're laughing.
Were you visually distracting? Certainly.
Yeah.
Without a doubt. You were raining on her parade. She probably thought she was all that and then couldn't get her man to put his eyes back in his head and turn her way. So
I mean, I don't know what was going on over there, but it was
sad, sorry little lady.
Yeah, it was annoying.
Maybe she's the Instagram stalker.
Why is that happening so much lately? Yeah, maybe she's a troll. She was like a dinner troll. But I mean, I was just like, you know what, give us a break. My God, we just got out of the house.
I think too that, you know, what's weird about the Polo Lounge is like Zach has this thing, and I'm sure Gilby has said this before too, is like know thy audience. Mm. And if you're going to the Polo Lounge for dinner, you have to expect like major celebrity sightings, or there's always shenanigans going on there. There's always eye candy. I mean, hello, if you wanted to go to like some little, you know, men only dinner that you're the only woman, go to Dantana's or I don't know, somewhere that's like, you know, what's that place of
dark.
Yeah. What is that place on that old school steakhouse on Hollywood Boulevard?
Oh God. What is the name of that place?
It's such a classic, but it's such an dude place. It's such an old school.
Right now.
No, it's not as nice as Masters.
I can't remember.
It's Frank and no, it's a dude's name. I don't know. Gilby, you probably know it. Shout it out to him. But regardless, yeah. I'm just saying, if you're going to the Polo Lounge for dinner in Beverly Hills, right when we're allowed to be like free, you got to expect you're going to be seeing some sort of exciting feast for the eyes.
Yeah. I mean, you know, and we hadn't been out of the house. We haven't been out of sweats, let's face it, for like a year. So, you know, everybody is up. I mean, boobs out.
Totally.
But it was fun and we had such a good time. It was so nice to catch up with the girls and just have a good old chat and a good laugh. And it was really fun. We didn't let this little girl, whoever she was, bother us. But
oh, I would have loved to have been there. That sounds like a really great group of ladies and such, you know, interesting people. So
they're such a cool group. They're all so talented. Everybody's like talented within their own right and smart and fun and, you know, just total eye candy, fun to look at.
Yeah.
It was very nice. So
you do not have any unattractive friends, Daniela. I mean, whenever we have your birthdays, I'm like, dear Lord, it's always such a pleasant, you know, pleasant optical, feast.
Well, I love beautiful women. I like to be surrounded by beauty.
Yeah, and interesting people. It's so cool.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, they were really cool. And everybody's got all these new projects going on. It was really interesting. And it was fun to just kind of catch up. And I always feel so invigorated after I spend some good quality time with my girlfriends. Like when I hang out with you, I always feel invigorated afterwards.
What's so nice is that this whole year has really had us look at things where we can really appreciate, you know, how special and important friendship is and doing things together and socializing. It's just, I'll never take it for granted again. That's for sure.
Yeah, I know. Me too. I feel the same way. What's been going on with you? I've just been so bogged down with work lately.
We're getting busy again, music-wise, which is really exciting.
I'm doing Zach's videos, you guys.
Yeah, it's been fun. At the end of the month, he's releasing his BLS's 20-year box set, which has been, I've talked about it before, but it's been like a whole year's project because, you have to narrow down 20 years. It's not that easy. And it's been a lot of fun. We got to go to Atlanta and we shot 3 videos and an infomercial in 4 days. So that was really fun. Gosh, just busy, preparing for tours again, nice. Finishing up a brand new studio BLS record. I have the guys coming in a couple of weeks and yeah, it's getting busy again. It's kind of fun.
And it's hot out, which I'm so happy about.
Oh my God, that just changed on a dime. It was like freezing and weather alerts up here and the 5 was closed for snow. And now it's like, bathing suit weather.
I know. I love it. It's been so hot, but I keep thinking about you. I like want to go put my bikini on and go suntan. And then I think about Barb in my ear. But that's on Walk On.
Yes. But with the sunblock, I'm all for it. I was just looking at flights too, because Zach and I are going to go on a little oceanside vacation for a couple of days soon. And can't wait for that because we've had to postpone it like 3 times now. So That's all of it's pretty exciting.
Yeah. I mean, yesterday we went on a motorcycle ride.
I saw your Instagram story and I was going to comment because there's like, Daniela with, over the knee boots, totally looking hot and a group of like, 10 guys?
Yeah, there was 12 of us, all guys and just me. It was hilarious.
That's a dream for me. I love that.
Yeah, it was fun. It was really fun just hanging out with the boys, actually. Usually when we go on motorcycle rides, some of the guys will bring their wives or their girlfriends or whatever or what have you. But it just turned out yesterday that none of the girls came. So it was just me and the boys. And it was really fun.
It's so fun.
Yeah. We rode out to Ojai and it was so beautiful. It was like 80 degrees.
Was it that warm there?
Yeah.
Wow.
It was really, really nice. And we just rode. And Gilby likes to take these back roads. So we go through all these farms and you can smell. Like we went through a bunch of like orange or what?
Oh, they? Yeah. All the groves are back there.
Orange groves. And you could smell all the orange blossoms. And it just smelled so good. Like going through there, it smelled amazing. And we just rode all the way there. And we stop at this little place and have lunch. It's called the Deer Lodge. It's in Ojai. And then we rode past the Ojai Valley Inn. And I was like, oh, man.
That's where you and I need to go. We need a full like 3-night spa, a full weekend. I love Ojai. What a great little town.
Oh my God, it's just so fabulous. Yeah, it's really cute. And yeah, we definitely need to do like a little girls trip up to Ojai Valley. And it's so lovely there.
I would love to do that.
Yeah. You sent me this article about skincare, which brings us to our next guest, Tracy.
Yeah, Say So J Beauty, which, oh my God, I mean, Tracy gifted us the full line. We both waited till we were finished with some of our other stuff to use the entire line. And oh my God, it's so great.
It's so good. It's such a good product. I mean, it really changes the way your skin functions. It's such a good product. And then I was starting to say that, you had sent me this article about ceramides and
yes,
I didn't know anything about that until Tracy and Say So and that article. So I'm really excited about this line of products.
Yeah, me too. And I didn't really know. I mean, I guess it's, skincare, like anything else, goes in cycles and certain things become really popular and the big buzzwords. And right now it's, ceramides and niacinamide and ceramides.
And all about the barrier on your skin that I didn't know about.
Yes. So that's the big deal is because, our bodies are so amazing and they could do everything that we pretty much need them to do. Mm-hmm. And I guess the barrier of our skin protects us and it's so important that we treat that. And I guess it's been overlooked. We're always so worried about topical products that we're not really concentrating on products that actually penetrate and go into that barrier and strengthen that barrier. So I know that Tracy is going to share that with us, because that's the whole idea and methodology behind Say So.
So with that being said, let's introduce our guest, Tracy.
Yes.
Our guest today is Tracy O'Connor, who is the founder of this beauty line called Say So. It's a skincare line. Is that right, Tracy? Are you the founder, or
I'm the co-founder and creator. Yeah.
Creator. Hi, Tracy. Welcome.
Hi, Barbara Ann. Thank you, guys. Thanks for having me.
Yeah, thanks for doing this again with us. We're so sorry it didn't work out the first time. It's so cool because the way that we met Tracy is through a friend of ours. We have a mutual friend who happens to be a gorgeous, gorgeous supermodel, Veronica Varikova. If you don't know who she is, look her up. Oh my God, Google her. It's a feast for the eyes. That's for sure. Just breathtaking. And Veronica contacted me because she knows what a beauty whore Barb and I both are, both beauty whores. And she said, you know, have you heard of a line called Say So? And if you haven't, you really need to hook up with my girlfriend, Tracy O'Connor, because she has created the most magnificent line of skincare. And I thought to myself, well, if it's good for little Miss Veronica Varikova, it's going to be good for us. Because whatever she uses, yeah, I want to know all about that. Mm. And so that's
I'll
how
have
we
what
got
she's having.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, Veronica is she's as beautiful on the inside as she is on the outside, as you guys know. And she's from the Czech Republic, so she is she is a tough cookie. So if I'm able to win her over with this line, I know that I've done something right.
Right. Yeah. She's very honest AF, isn't she?
Yeah, I mean,
if she didn't believe in your product, she would have never recommended it to me.
No. No.
Tracy, can you tell us why you felt the need to develop Say So? And it's a Japanese beauty line, correct?
Yeah, it is. So I've been specifically in the skincare industry for over 20 years. Started when I was about 21 and I'm 43. So I've always struggled with my skin ever since I was a young adult. And so I had a passion for skincare and skin health really, really early on, and was just always driven personally and professionally to find solutions to skincare woes. And I had so many of them, and probably even suffered through them until I was in my 30s. You know, it was just a few years ago, maybe 5 years ago, when really the inception for Say So, and our brand is called Say So J Beauty, began. And I've done a lot in the industry, and I've worked with lots and lots of brands, big and small, boutique and very, very well known. And, you know, I still couldn't find a solution to my issues, which were often inflammation, redness, still suffered with adult acne. And I just felt like I could never get my skin balanced and healthy. You know, there's lots of solutions out there, but I just felt that it was confusing, that there was just a lot of noise in the skincare world. And, you know, what are we supposed to do? And I started falling in love with Japanese skincare about 5 years ago when I was a consultant and worked with a bunch of different Japanese skincare brands. And I really found their philosophy to be a real counterpoint and really different from American skincare. And I had been working in American skincare for so long, and I couldn't find a solution for my own concerns in it. And here I was working with Japanese skincare and this very different philosophy and approach, and I was finding changes and differences in my skin. And you know, the past 5 years in skincare, we have seen a lot of messaging that's all about more actives and more harsh ingredients and more products and more steps. And you know, for me, it was not working, and I know that it's not working for a lot of other people. As a matter of fact, I think most dermatologists will tell you, they'll sit you down and they will say, less is more. You know, we sort of became armchair chemists at home using really strong ingredients in our skincare that used to be reserved for a cosmetologist or an esthetician or even a dermatologist. And we've become conditioned to think that we need to use really strong acids or really strong retinoids, niacinamides and things in order to change and improve our skin and to be anti-aging. It has to have, you know, this high percentage of this and all of these exotic ingredients. And, you know, what we found is over the past handful of years, the American Academy of Dermatology has reported major increases in skin sensitivities, in atopic dermatitis, and in a lots of inflammatory skin conditions. So I really felt that we needed to bring this Japanese philosophy, which was really about less is more, back to the basics, you know, back to what our skin really needs, the steps that our skin needs, not steps that are exotic and unique sounding. You know, and we don't need a lot of steps in order to improve our skin. So we founded the line Say So based on a philosophy of quality over quantity, less is more. We wanted products and formulas that stand the test of time. So we weren't looking at ingredients that were trendy or colors or packaging that was trendy. We really just wanted something that was high quality and that would change your skin over time and that was sustainable, that would, through daily use, would improve your skin from the perspective of nurturing skin back to health, as opposed to sort of beating and abusing our skin, which is a common method and philosophy that, you know, some American skincare products do take that approach, really breaking down your skin barrier in order to achieve results. And so, yeah, so we created a four-step system that is designed to repair the skin barrier and to promote healthy, like a total skin health. And of course, that does also improve your fine lines, your wrinkles. It improves basically the look, feel, and function of your skin and creates really strong, healthy, resilient skin.
Okay, so you sent two packages out to Barb and I, and we really appreciated that because what we really want to do is use the product for a while and see how we like it and be honest about it. And so you gave us that time to do that. And that was really great and really beneficial because both Barb and I are completely obsessed and in love with your products.
Yeah, they're amazing.
They really work well. So we both have been using it for the past, what was it, like a couple months, Barb?
Yeah, for sure. I think near Christmas.
I love it. It's very simple. And I love this, the simple four-step program that you have with it. So let's explain to our listeners what the four products are and how each one of them is magical.
Veronica and my other girlfriend, Molly Sims, who's also stunning supermodel and just beautiful person, she kind of coined, she called Say So the Olaplex of skincare. So I think that might help people. Understand what it's about. It is a four-step system. The products can be used independently and individually if you have a routine that's really working for you. But it's basically your foundation AM/PM routine. So every product has its own special formulation and makes it special, but the product isn't going to sound like something crazy and exotic. Our cleanser was awarded last year the best new cleanser by W Magazine. So it was awarded one of the top 10 beauty launches of last year. So they, all the thousands of products that launched, our Fua Fua Foaming Cleanser was awarded one of the top 10 beauty products of the year. So
I love how it foams. It's so unique. It's really cool. It's kind of like a mousse. You just kind of pump it and it's a mousse and you can wash your face in it and it doesn't burn and it feels pretty mild.
Oh, okay. I'm personally obsessed with it. It was one of the first products that we created. You use it on dry skin. The key feature of this is that it will not strip your skin. It's moisturizing. It's pH balanced, which, believe it or not, a lot of cleansers aren't. And it helps to protect from hard water. So a lot of people don't know, but 80% of the country has hard water, which can leave mineral deposits on your skin. Those mineral deposits can then interfere with your skin barrier function. So over time, that buildup can wreak havoc on your barrier. And we don't even know this, but that's sort of why sometimes we have that dry, dull feeling with our skin after we wash our skin, but then we immediately have to hydrate or do something, right? After you use the Say So cleanser, you know, your skin will feel soft. It's lightly and gently exfoliated. Over time, that foaming action is able to get into the pores and break down those oils. And I have struggled with really congested skin my entire life. And hand on heart, this cleanser over time has slowly gotten rid of all of that congestion and that debris.
One of the things that I wanted to say about the cleanser is that generally cleansers, if they are super emollient and super gentle, I feel sometimes that my skin still is not clean.
Right.
And then if you use a harsh cleanser, your skin feels tight and dry. This cleanser, your skin feels amazing afterward, and your skin is miraculously clean. I mean, I've used it to take off makeup.
Yeah,
I've used it to wash my face, and I use a tinted moisturizer sunscreen every single day.
Mm-hmm.
And most cleansers do not take that off. This Fua Fua cleanser takes it off, and yet my skin still feels like I don't feel like it's dry or tight.
Right. And a lot of that is in the complexity and in the sophistication of the formulation. So the Japanese have been known for years. I mean, back in the 80s, you know, the French and the Japanese were known for their beauty formulas. They are advanced. A lot of other foaming cleansers in the States will use ingredients that are stripping, or they'll use stearic acid or palmitic acid, which when combined with hard water really does leave mineral deposits on your skin. And so you don't feel clean. And what you had said, also a lot of people love to use oil-based cleansers. And while that might be wonderful for some people, a lot of people, you know, it's going to leave an oil on your skin. And then what happens when you go to put on products afterwards, there is a layer that your products aren't able to penetrate. So our goal is to not only clean the skin, but prepare it for the products that follow. The whole line is meant to preserve and protect and strengthen your skin barrier. And we didn't really mention what the skin barrier is and what its role is, but you know, there's so much talk in the media about your collagen and your elastin, and that resides in your dermal layer. And that is so important to healthy skin, is to promoting that collagen and elastin and protecting that. But the first line of defense for your collagen and elastin is your epidermal barrier, is that skin barrier, what we're trying to protect. So if you're able to rebuild that and strengthen that, everything about your skin is going to perform better and look better and age better. So if you can maintain and preserve a healthy skin barrier, in my opinion, that is your number one priority when it comes to having healthy skin at any age. But so that would bring me to the next step in the line, which is kind of our holy grail product. And it's called our Pure Ceramide Concentrate. And what do you guys think about that when you put that on?
I love it. I think that it's really super light. I like to use it in the morning. I feel like it goes right into the skin. It's just lovely.
Yeah, I like it too. And one of the things that are really nice about your products is that I like that there's no fragrance, that they seem like they're just there to work. They're not there to flower anything.
I love that, because when I talk with our Japanese chemist, you know, he is extremely practical, and that is really the difference often between some products that are currently marketed today. They're marketing an exotic ingredient that is front and center in the marketing, and it actually makes no significant difference on your skin.
Right.
Japanese philosophy is very straightforward. They won't make any promises. So The second step, and I'll kind of just give a brief overview. The second step, it's almost like getting dressed in the morning. We have four steps. So you have your cleanser, which is your wash. The pure ceramide concentrate is step two, which was consider that like your camisole. It's going to penetrate the most and it'll be the closest to your skin. And then we have our third step, which is the ceramide moisture milk, which is for light but serious hydration and vitamins and minerals to improve the total health of your skin. And then we have, so that's like your kind of like your lightweight sweater. And then we have the fourth step, which is your final step, which is the water velvet cream, which would be like your overcoat, which is our kind of our barrier cream and our protector cream.
What I really love about the kit that we got from you was we got the four products. And then we got a card explaining exactly how to use everything. So it was like a step-by-step. You cannot go wrong. I feel like the way you guys packaged everything and the way you present it was so flawless and so easy to understand. Because a lot of times you get all these different products, you don't know what you're supposed to put on first, whether you're supposed to, you know, do this at night or during the day. You guys are very simple about it. Use this morning and night. Step one, cleanser. Step two, the serum. It's really well thought out, I thought.
Thank you. And I think a lot of that stems from the fact that when I was developing the line, I had just had a baby. I had, you know, a 6-7 month old baby and everything about my life changed. But there was a return to minimalism for me and just what do I need? I wanted something that was anti-aging. I would look in the mirror and be like, I need to do something, but I don't have time to go do anything. As we age, it takes about 30 or so days to fully turn over. So you really do need to give a line, you know, 3, 4, 5 weeks to really see the impact of that line. So all of these lines that are saying changes your skin overnight. Look, you can use a strong acid or exfoliant and you will peel those top layers off of your skin and you may feel immediately smoother skin. But what happens if you continue to do that is you are breaking down your barrier. You're changing your pH. The value of your pH is so important. You know, we have a microbiota. We have an immune system that is alive in our skin. And if you're constantly scrubbing or exfoliating that off, you're sterilizing your skin. That microbiota is responsible for keeping acne at bay, for keeping the right balance of healthy bacteria and just bacteria and in general. The second you get rid of that, that invites problems. We don't have the same immune system available to us and pathogens can enter. We get a lot of inflammatory conditions. That was sort of something I wanted to talk about is this Japanese approach of nurturing the skin into a healthy state is the approach that I have personally found to be successful for me and my skin in the long run.
There's a ceramide in step two, and then you have ceramide moisture milk in step three. What is the difference? Is one's more of a moisturizer? And I don't want to lose track of the steps because I think people need to know how great the line works synergistically. Yeah.
So step two is this pure ceramide concentrate. Step three is the ceramide moisture milk. So the concentrate is really all about ceramides. So it's in a very, very sophisticated formula where it feels almost watery. So it's able to migrate very deeply into your inner cellular lipid network. So, and then step three has other slightly more emollient skin-friendly oils that will moisturize the skin, whereas this your pure ceramide concentrate replaces your ceramides because over time we lose ceramides. And ceramides are the cellular, intercellular fats basically that surround our cells in our epidermal layer. So you have your epidermal layer and then you have your dermal layer.
Are they amino acids? They're in the chain?
They're basically lipids. So they're fats. Right. You know, they're fatty acids and they're kind of like complex fats. Our concentrate is our koji-derived ceramides with cholesterol and free fatty acids. And that is basically what is in our own skin. We have ceramides in our skin. And as we age, when we're in our 30s, we've lost about 30, 40% of our ceramides. When we're in our 40s, about 60%, 50 or 60%. So, you know, ceramides are really important. They lock in moisture. They basically help to protect the skin from different environmental aggressors. They also are very anti-aging because they do reduce those sort of visible signs of aging that we all talk about, fine lines, wrinkles, because ceramides help to thicken the skin. People with atopic dermatitis do not have healthy levels of ceramides. Is it the chicken or the egg? We know that ceramide depletion causes barrier dysfunction, but what we aren't sure if it's the lack of ceramides that is what causes atopic dermatitis.
Is this skincare routine good for any age group, or is it a targeted age group?
It's good for every age group, I think, because a healthy skin barrier is important in every age. And
that's
anti-aging, and it also is anti-inflammatory. And topically, you know, with everybody wearing masks, we're seeing a lot of conditions coming up, maskne and things, because you're damaging your barrier when you take that mask on and off. A girlfriend of mine messaged me recently, and I sent her the products, and they've really helped with her maskne, because you keep damaging your barrier with that physical exfoliation of putting the mask on and off. She was also using a polyester mask that she had bought on Amazon. And I think you have some chemicals in there that also can create barrier dysfunction and irritate the skin, kind of get in the way.
So with these four products, if any of our listeners are interested in getting this routine, I think you said that there was like an intro package. What is the best way for them to try out these products?
Yeah.
And I know we're going to be doing a giveaway with you, which is very exciting. So our listeners better listen up, because we are going to do a giveaway and you can win all these products.
Absolutely. We are just launching on April 20th our trial kit, which is called the Experience Kit. So it's a 2-week trial of the 4-step system, and it's nearly $150 value, and we'll be selling it for $75. Hopefully, you know, we have enough, because I know there's a lot of interest. A lot of people really want to try the product. So it's incredible value, and you can try the system and try it out for a couple of weeks and really see if you're seeing some differences in your skin.
Mm-hmm. That's great. That's so awesome, because then people don't have to like completely commit. They can try it, see if they love it. And if they love it, they can go ahead and buy the larger bottles.
Absolutely. So we've made it a point to make sure that our products are cruelty-free, cleaner products, cleaner ingredients, natural. Our ceramides are natural, whereas most other ceramides are synthetic ceramides, which tend to be not as effective. They can't migrate into those intercellular lipid networks the way that ours can, because they're shorter chain, whereas ours are longer chain. So they tend to have, from our research, about 3 times the moisturizing power of a traditional sort of synthetic ceramide.
Could you share with the Honest AF listeners how to get Say So? And I know that you're being generous enough. Say So is going to offer our listeners a discount code. So could you tell everybody where to find Say So?
Yeah. So you can go to our website. It's saysojbeauty.com. That's SEISOJ beauty.com. And you guys have a special exclusive code that we've given you guys, Honest AF. So if your listeners use that code, they'll get 20% off any product.
Thank you so much for that. I really encourage Honest AFers to check out Say So J Beauty, because it has been a game changer. I love it. I check out a lot of products, and these are a major Honest AF show beauty must have, especially, I mean, I'm over the moon about the cleanser. To me, the cleanser is just the rock star product in the line. And I mean, I love it all, but I really hope that everyone checks it out, because it's fantastic.
Thank you so much for being on the show and for providing this giveaway for our listeners. Everybody get excited, because
yes,
it's coming up. And
So it's the full line. So it's the full line, which is I think $350 value.
It's amazing. Phenomenal.
Amazing. Okay, well, that does it for this episode of Honest AF. If you have any questions or products that you would like to know more about or would like for us to review, please hit us up on our socials, Honest AF Show, on Twitter, Instagram, and Facebook. HonestAFShow.com is our website. So until next time, thank you very much for listening. Make sure you leave us a review if you like the show.
Enter the contest, people.
Yes, enter the contest. Win this prize. It's going to be amazing.
And if you guys have any questions in the meantime, just send some questions through on Instagram. I'm happy. I answer most of the questions on Instagram that come through our DMs. So I'm happy to answer.
That's awesome. Thank you, Tracy.
Yeah, thank you so much, Tracy. And until next time, everybody. Bye. We obviously need to do a disclaimer here. So we want you to know we are not doctors or experts by any stretch of the imagination. We are just a couple of gals that are looking for magical products, procedures, and experiences. And in our quest, we will share our honest as fuck opinions with you. So please make sure before you try anything we talk about that you know your own restrictions and do so at your own risk. Do not blame us for any of your issues. We're just experimenting too.
Did you guys hear about that couple that went on vacation and one spouse murdered the other? In fact, the entire vacation was planned just so that they could make the murder look like an accident.
Ah, so like a slaycation.
Oh boy, sounds like a fun new true crime podcast to me.
On every episode of Slaycation, we'll examine true cases of people who were killed while on vacation.
Was it murder? Or just a horrible accident. That's up to you and the law to decide.
But either way, if you leave for your vacation in the plane and come home under the plane, you've definitely gone on a slaycation.
Join us every week for a fascinating new episode.
911, what's your emergency?
But make sure to pack your body bags,
because getting away can be murder.
This is Slaycation.